In this bulletin, Victoria records no new COVID-19 deaths for the first time in more than 2 months. The Prime Minister unveils a national gas infrastructure plan. And in sport, the Australian Olympic Committee celebrates 20 years since the opening ceremony of the Sydney Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Victoria has recorded 42 new cases of coronavirus and no further deaths. It's the first time in more than 2 months that no fatalities have been reported. The 14-day new case average for Melbourne has dropped to 52.9, and it's 3.6 for regional Victoria. As a result, regional Victoria will advance to the third step of the roadmap to recovery, with coronavirus restrictions easing at midnight tomorrow. Premier Daniel Andrews has congratulated Victorians in regional areas, but warned those in the city to stay put.
I am proud of regional Victorians. I am grateful to regional Victorians. This is a day of hope and optimism. This strategy is working. That allows us to open up. These are really significant steps, and they must be done safely. And if people are travelling into regional Victoria for no good reason, given the amount of virus in metropolitan Melbourne is higher, much higher in fact, then that risks the virus travelling with them. We simply can't have that happen.
Under the third step, regional Victorians will be granted more social freedoms, travel restrictions will be eased, reasons to leave the home removed, and larger outdoor gatherings allowed. A new economic report predicts more than $30 billion and 145,000 full-time jobs will be lost over the next 2 years if cuts are made to the Coronavirus Job Seeker Support Scheme. Commissioned by the Australian Council of Social Service, the Deloitte Access Economics report found that scaling back the support supplement and then removing it entirely would result in an almost 1% reduction in GDP. The temporary supplement will be cut by $300 a fortnight on the 25th of September. Economists say financial support for unemployed Australians and low-income earners is critical to the country's recovery. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says investment in gas-led initiatives will play a key role in the nation's economic recovery from the pandemic. Mr. Morrison is applying pressure on the electricity sector, vowing to build a gas power plant in New South Wales if industry doesn't commit to replacing coal-fired stations. A 7-month deadline has been set for private energy companies to commit to a plan to replace 1,000 megawatts of power. If the federal government isn't satisfied with their plan by the end of April next year, a gas power plant will be built in the Hunter Valley. Mr. Morrison says he respects the investment challenges imposed on the private sector during the pandemic, but its lack of commitment is the issue.
While the private sector has announced projects which could fill this gap, at this stage it is committed to very few. But the physical realities of ageing generators mean we just can't hope for the best. If the energy companies choose to step up and make these investments to create that capacity, great. We will step back. If not, my government will step up and we will fill the gap, should the market not deliver.
To sport, and the Australian Olympic Committee is celebrating 20 years since the opening ceremony of the Sydney 2000 Games. The Olympic cauldron will be lit at a special event in Sydney, commemorating the iconic moment Aboriginal athlete Cathy Freeman did the same on the 15th of September 2000. Unable to attend the event due to lockdown measures in Melbourne, Freeman has reflected on one of the most powerful moments in Australian and sporting history.
When I reflect back on lighting the cauldron 20 years ago, the words that come to my mind are surreal and just simply magnificent. It was a symbol of hope for all young Australians. And it's at times like these that I reflect and I ponder the power of sport and the difference that sport can make in all of our lives.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 26, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 20, much the same in Melbourne, 17, partly cloudy in Hobart, 16, cloud clearing in Canberra and 20, cloudy in Wollongong, also 20, partly cloudy in Sydney and 22, much the same in Newcastle, 23, Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 25. Showers in Cairns, 28. And sunny in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.